laws of Mukseh. We begin some laws from Siman Shin Tet, which is the laws of Basis. Very simply, if you have a tray, for example, the tray is not Mukseh, but before Shabbat, you take money and you place it on the tray with Kabbana. That's where you keep your money. You put your money on the tray, and of course, Motzei Shabbat, you'll take the money. Since you placed it there with Kavana, to be there at least for the Ben HaShemashot period, which is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, it's enough that your mind is there that it should be there just for the Ben HaShemashot period, which is, you know, from sunset to 15 minutes after. So that money, of course, is Mukseh. That's no Hiddush. The Hiddush is that the tray becomes a basis, l'dvar ha'isur, and the tray is Mukseh. Meaning that even if, let's say, the money somehow falls off, somebody comes along and takes the money, a goy comes, the maid comes, takes the money and moves it somewhere else, the tray remains Mukseh. Since it went into the Shabbat as a basis, so it remains Mukseh for the whole Shabbat. So that's a good trivia question. Give me a case on something that intrinsically is not Mukseh, but can become Mukseh for the whole Shabbat. And that would be a basis. This basis is really a mutar, it's a tray. Normally a tray is a non-Mukseh item. But because it had a Mukseh on it, and it was placed on it with intent to be there for at least the Ben HaShemashot period, it now becomes a basis, lidvad ha'isur. So therefore, as an example, it would not even be an option, let's say, to shake the money off. I'm not touching the money directly. I just want to shake it off. Because you cannot even move the tray whatsoever. Because the tray has a din of mukseh itself, like the money. That's the regular law of basis. Let's give another case. Let's give a case where same money, same tray, but you forgot. You forgot to remove it before Shabbat, which means you placed the money there and your kavanah was to take the money off that tray before Shabbat. You put it there temporarily. You said, you know what? Let me just go inside for a minute, get something. I'm going to come back and I'm going to take the money and put it, you know, in its real place. All of a sudden Shabbat came. Oh, I forgot to take the money off the tray. That's shakach. Shakach, we have a different law. Shakach does not make a basis. So therefore, it would be permissible on Shabbat to take the money is mukseh, but to take the tray and shake the money off and use the tray if you need it. What's the logic of why I'm allowed to shake the tray? By shaking the tray, aren't you moving the money indirectly? True, but that would be called tiltul min hatzad. You're moving the mukseh indirectly. Letzorech davar amutar, for the purpose of the permissible item, which namely in this case is the tray itself. So all this is really dependent on the kavana of the one that placed it there. If it was kavana, which means with intent to leave it there for Shabbat, or it was placed there and then it was forgotten there, it'll change the status, or I should say it will determine the status of what the tray is. Now let's discuss another halakha that the Rama talks about at the end of the siman. Let's say I'm a guest staying by somebody's house, and before Shabbat, of course, I, you know, take out all my money out of my pocket and stuff like that, and I see the balabayit has in the room that he gave me, he put a little tray on the dresser. I said, oh, this is perfect. I'll put my money on the tray over here. And after Shabbat, I'll take it. So now I put the money on the tray with kavanah, leave it there, the Ben HaShemashot, for the whole Shabbat. Now the Baal HaBayit comes into the room and says, there was a tray I left on the dresser over there. We need that, to serve the food on it or the dessert on it. Who put the money on it? What is this money doing on it? He says, no, Mechila, I put the money on it. Because that's why I thought you put it there for me. I put the money on it. No, I was there. We were looking for that tray over there. So I'm too late. I'm sorry. I put my money there. My kavana was there for Ben Hashem Ashur to be there. The tray becomes a basis. Halakha says it does not. Because a rule. En Adam Oser et Keli Shel Havero. A guy cannot be Oser somebody else's item. Especially, he didn't want it there. It wasn't a benefit for him to put it there. It was, in this case, it clearly was a liability. The classic case of En Adam Oser is Avodah Zarah. If somebody comes and bows down to the animal of his friend, the Shem Avodah Zarah. Now all of a sudden the guy tells his friend, listen, by the way, your animal is Asur B'Hana'ah because I bow down to it. You have no ability to be Oser, my animal. Even my Avodah Zarah. Of course, you came by mukseh. So therefore, in that case over there, when the guest placed it as a basis, it's not going to make it a basis. Now, let's just finish the story. Of course, the money is still mukseh. But in that case, at least we'll let the balabait, or the guest for that matter, tilt the money off, the tul min atzad, the turiz dabar amutar, and then be able to use the tray. Now we discuss a very important scenario when it comes to the laws of Basis. And this is discussed by the Truma Tradition in Kuf Tzadigima. Truma Tradition wrote Teshuvot, Kiminyan Deshin, 354 Teshuvot. So I called it Truma Tradition. Deshin is 354. Anyway, in the Kuf Tzadigima, he discusses a very, very common case. A guy has a valet. A valet is like a little box where he throws his stuff. His pen, his watch, his wallet, you know, they throw all the stuff in there. And before Shabbat, as an example, he has stuff that's heted, a watch, let's say, cufflinks, like you said, and stuff like that, that's lying in there. Before Shabbat, he empties out his pockets, he takes his wallet, he throws it in there. With Kavanah, he knows he's throwing it in there. And he takes his pen, throws it in there, his credit card, throws it in there. And now it's resting on the cufflinks. And now it's resting on the watch. So the question over there by the Tumat Edition is that called Midato? Well, you could argue it is Midato. He put it there, he knows he's putting it there, he knows his cufflinks there. And, you know, his kavanah is not, let's say, you know, it's to leave it there for sure, Ben Hashem Ashot. So Tumat Edition argues that in this case, it's considered money, even though technically, you don't really need the cufflinks to be a basis for the... It's not like the case we gave initially where you put a tray and the tray is holding the money. That's a basis for it. There, it's serving it. Here, we don't say the watch is serving the wallet that's on top. Happens to be you threw it on it and then that's where it landed. And you're piling stuff up. And I guess it's beneficial to pile stuff up so you have more room to pile other stuff up in the other area. That's a basis. Some argue and say, no, that's not called the basis. That's not called the basis because really you don't want the watch to be the base of the... You just threw it in there and that's where it landed. But that's not going to make the watch asur. Halakha lema'aseh, hacham b'vadya is mahmir. V'chein halakha kedivrei ha'osrim. He writes that in Chelek Gimel Amud Kuf Lamed Bet. So he has mahmir on this. Which means the person now takes his wallet, Erev Shabbat, and he throws it into the valet, and it lands on top of the watch. Or he puts it on top of the Megamedica. He puts it on top of the watch, but it's not putting it on the watch for the watch to be a basis. He's doing it for space. Doesn't matter. The Chacham says that's considered a basis. What's the nafkamina? You can't wear that watch on Shabbat now. Which means you will not be able to take the watch and shake off the wallet because the watch itself is a mukseh. That's a very, very common case that happens, you know, a lot of times. Or the person decides, okay, on Shabbat, he's going to wear his cuffling shirt. So where's my cufflinks? He says, oh, the pen landed right on top of the cufflings over here. And he placed it. He didn't throw it. I don't want to say a case where he threw things, because maybe throwing a shilomi dot. He put it there. But again, the cufflinks is a basis. You need the cufflings to be a basis on top of the... Magen Avraham says it's mutar. Magen Avraham was lenient. But again, the tradition was Mahmid, the Taz was Mahmid, and Hacham B'Vadya himself is Mahmid in such a case. So therefore, you may not be able to wear the cufflinks. So in that case, we should be very careful. when you're putting your stuff in the valet, stuff that you're going to want to use on Shabbat, you should make sure to put them on the side so they don't have any basis. A classic example would be in the freezer. In the freezer, you have non-mukseh items, namely food that's frozen, which is really not mukseh. Mukseh, as we learned, as long as it can get thawed out on Shabbat, it's not mukseh. But then you have mukseh items. Dough. Raw dough is mukseh. Raw fish, we learned, is mukseh. Now let's say, in a normal case, the ladies takes the raw fish before Shabbat and the dough, and she just stuffs it into the freezer over there for space. And now the raw fish is resting on the kaak. And now, according to the tradition, even though you could argue, well, the kaak is a basis, you don't care if the kaak is a basis for the, but it doesn't matter. Once you place it over there, and you're placing it for space, you're piling over there so you have space to put some stuff in the other area, that kaak becomes a basis according to the tradition. And therefore, one would have a problem to eat that kaak on Shabbat. Because bottom line, went into Shabbat as a basis to the fish, which is mukseh. Or even though, again, I'm giving you the side of the Magen Avraham, you can argue, that's not a basis, that's just a klai. That's just, it landed there, it's placed there, but you don't really need the kaak to be the basis. It's not like something that's really serving. It's there. The other business says, no. Once you put it there with kavanah, you knew what you were doing. You weren't shakat. You know, when you took the fish, you saw the kaak, put it over here. That would become a basis. And according to the Mahmirim, we just have to analyze in the future daily halakha, can food become a basis? There are a lot of poskim that will see, that will hold, that you cannot make food mukseh, even through basis. Basis is only by kelim. So if you're going to rely on those opinions, so therefore you'll have what, especially once we say that this, the taz that's lenient, in this whole case of akrai, and we have opinions that say food cannot become a basis, so it could be that it will be there'll be room to be a mekel in such a case. But we'll see that deen and its applications in a future halakha. So again, three halakhot I learned today. Halakha number one, or few halakhot. Basis is only with kavana that the item should be on the basis through ben hashemashot. Basis is only the kabanah and not the shokheyach, and one cannot oser the keli of his friend. And even if it's placed the akrai, meaning over here, it's not really necessary that the bottom heter item is serving the top item. It's just placed on there, more for making room for something else. But there's really no kesher between the top item and the bottom item intrinsically. Still, the tradition says, since you put it with kavanat basis, and Hakam Ravadiyah concurs with that opinion, nafka mina will be the way we set up our drawers before Shabbat, or the valets when we have intention to take the heter item.